is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week we conclude the series, The New Covenant is Alive, The Old Covenant is Dead and Gone. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is the Blackwoods with He Bought My Soul at Calvary, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
He said, I'll make a new covenant, and it won't be like the old covenant. It'll be better. It'll be better. Because, listen to this now, verse 9, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. They continued not in that old covenant. They all the Jews say, oh, we believe in the old covenant. We're obeying it. We're practicing it. We have the old covenant. We don't need Jesus. We don't need the new covenant. We don't need what he did on the cross. We've got an old covenant. We've got the great covenant. We've got the everlasting covenant. We're the Jews. We're the promised children. We're the chosen ones. And we've got a covenant. You didn't continue in that covenant. Don't try to deceive me, my friends. Don't try to fool the people who know and study the Word of God. The Bible says you didn't obey that covenant. You didn't continue in it. And no man could continue in it because it had faults built into it. I don't know why God did it that way. He just wanted to do it that way. Jesus came a little bit later on. He was a mystery of godliness. The mystery of godliness. He was a mystery. He said to you people, the old people, okay, now you obey this covenant. It's a shadow of things to come. Someday, though, I'm going to give you a new covenant. That's what he told the Jews. That's what he told Israel. Someday I'm going to come and give you a new covenant. It will be a better covenant. It won't be like this covenant. God actually told them that. That's in the Old Testament. Why? Because you didn't obey my old covenant. There's not one of you that obeyed it. Jesus said that in the New Testament. He told the Jews. They said, we believe in the law. We're of Abraham. He says, then why don't you obey the law? There was not one Jew who obeyed the law. Even that young ruler I told you about. He said, I've obeyed the law since I was a young man. Jesus says, but you lack one thing. They continued not in my covenant. See, God had told them, if you obey my covenant, I will do these things for you. That's what they tell us right now. Oh, we've got all these promises of God. Oh, he gave us the old covenant and he promised us all these things. We're Jews. We've got all these promises. We're the chosen ones. If you obey the covenant, if you keep the covenant, but you can't keep the covenant. And so Jesus came as a better covenant. You did not regard the covenant. You didn't regard it as holy. You didn't regard it as a must-have. You didn't continue in it. So Jesus says, or God says here, and I regarded them not. He didn't give any regard. I'm your chosen one. I don't regard you as that, he says. Verse 10. Now listen to this. Verse 10 says, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. The old covenant couldn't do that for them. The Jews say, I'm the children of God. I'm the people of God. No, you're not. But there will come a covenant. It'll be made with the house of Israel. That's all of those who believe in Jesus Christ. All who believe in Jesus Christ. They are the house of Israel. Why do I say that? Galatians 3, verse 29 says, and if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. There it is, my friends. Christians. Are they Jews? Some of them are. Are they Gentiles? Some of them are. God didn't differentiate. He just said, whoever, if ye be Christ's, if you belong to Jesus, if you have faith, then you're Abraham's seed. Well, now Abraham was a Jew and you have to be a Jew. It doesn't say that there. It doesn't say, and if ye be Christ and you're a Jew, then you're Abraham's seed. It says, if you be Christ, period. In fact, the verse right before that, read verses 26 to 29, says, this is the same applies to the Greeks, that is the Gentiles and the Jews. Now, a lot of people are shook up when they read it. They can't understand that because their local pastor never preaches that. Read it for yourself, Galatians chapter 3, verse 29. Verse 12 says, when God brings the new covenant, that's Jesus Christ now, when he brings Jesus, when Jesus comes, here's what he will do. Verse 12, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, ain't that good news? The old covenant couldn't promise that. It had faults in it. built in false. God built them in because he knew Jesus was going to come. And Jesus would be the ultimate. He's the epitome. He's the highest. He's higher than the heavens. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. You don't have to be a Jew. You don't have to obey all the laws. You don't have to do all these things. You don't have to do all the sacrifices and all this nonsense. You have Jesus written on your heart. Jesus' law, that is, written in your heart. And he's going to be merciful to you. If you're a Christian, I don't care if you're a Jew or a Gentile or whatever. If you're a Christian, God will be merciful to your unrighteousness and your sins and your iniquities. And he won't remember them anymore. I like that. I like it that God doesn't remember my sins anymore. Boy, I sure do. I remember them all the time. I'm not able to blot them out from my memory. I feel bad about a lot of things I've done in my life. Oh, I haven't murdered anybody and I haven't done anything worthy maybe being thrown in a prison cell. But, you know, I've done some things in my life. I wish I hadn't. They've been forgiven, except by me, I guess. I remember them, but I know I'm forgiven for them. Now, verse 13 is essential. If you don't get anything that I've told you, if everything you've rejected, at least believe in this, in that he saith, that's he is God, a new covenant. When he says a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. It's vanishing. Just goes away. It's gone. There it is. When God said a new covenant, then what is he doing with the old one? Can you keep two covenants going at once? That's what the dispensationalists say. That's what the Baptists and all the others, not all of them, of course, some of them know the Bible. Thank God for them. That's what the Pentecostals and many of them say. Well, we keep the old going with the new. I'll take what happened before and Jesus. You know, you can't take the training wheels. You're going to be a champion riding that bicycle. You're going to ride that bicycle fast and straight. You're going to win all the contests all the way to heaven. You don't want the training wheels. You're a driver. You don't need the instructor in the seat next to you telling you do this, do that, do this. You can drive on your own. You're a grown person. When God said a new covenant, what did he do with the old one? It's decaying. It's waxeth old. It's got old. It's ready to vanish away. This is during the time of Paul. Paul said it's vanishing away. Right then it was vanishing away. Jews were being told, there's a new covenant. Get on board, my friends. The train is here in the station. Get on board. Jesus Christ is alive, and he's brought a new covenant. Ditch that old covenant and jump on the train. Live forevermore. The old covenant, you didn't obey it. And God said, if you don't obey me, I'm going to divorce you. That's what he said. That's in the Old Testament. If you don't obey, I'm going to divorce you. I'm going to punish you. But I will bring a new covenant. Do you get that? God said, I will bring a new covenant. Someday I'll bring a new covenant. It'll be better than this one. And that new covenant will replace the old one. People say, oh, you believe in replacement theology. You believe we're replacing the Jews. I'm telling you what the Bible says. I don't believe in anything but what the Bible says. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this. Now, what is the Old Testament? I just told you it's waxing old, it's decaying. It's not good anymore. There's a new covenant. And what's the old one? Listen, in 2 Corinthians, get this, folks. The old covenant is called the ministration of death. Oh, my goodness. When the new covenant has come that brings life, the old one brings death. Now, there's a ministry of glory. It's the ministration of the Spirit. It comes with glory. That's Jesus Christ. But there's a ministration of death. It's also called a ministration of condemnation. Because the old covenant condemns you. If you don't do this, if you don't do that, if you don't follow every one of the Ten Commandments, yep, you're not perfect. You're not righteous. It's called the ministration of death. So give the Jews their ministration of death. Is that what you want for the Jew? No, I want the Jews to have what I have. I want the Jews to have life. I want them to have the ministration of the Spirit. I want them to have the glory of Jesus Christ. And I want you to have it too, friends. In Corinthians chapter 3, it says, the epistles of Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in tables that are hearts of flesh. It's in your flesh. It's in your heart. Now, you have a heart attack and the surgeon goes in, he can't see it, can he? It's invisible, just like God is invisible. But it's in your heart if you know Jesus Christ. You have the ministry. The Spirit is ministering to you. Think about that. The Spirit is ever ministering to you and bringing you the glory of Jesus. You're tempted to sin. Well, wait just a minute. Jesus within, he's your minister. He's your high priest. And he's saying, my glory wants you to be pure, to be a good person, to be lovely. Now, you don't want to do that sin anymore. You cast it out. He doesn't come to you and say, if you do that sin, I'm going to kill you. Does he? No. Now, Jeremiah predicted this new covenant. This is an old thing. This is something that's been predicted for a long time. Jeremiah 31. When Jeremiah predicted a new covenant, he said that the old covenant's going to wax away. It's going to vanish away. It's the ministration of death. It's the ministration of condemnation. Now, why is it that it brings death? Why does the old covenant bring death, but the new covenant bring life? Why does it bring condemnation? Listen to me very carefully. If you don't have the means, if you're not able to rid your soul of sin, then any law is going to produce death and condemnation. Did you know that, friends? If you're unable to erase sin, then it'll stay with you. Think about that. Think of all the sins in your life. What if they just piled up? They accumulated and you still had them on your heart. They were not blotted out. Well, then you're going to face death. You're going to face condemnation. Because when you go to judgment, God's going to say, look at all the sins that you've had. Look at all the horrible things you've done. But if you know Jesus, he makes you righteous. He cleans you up. You're without spot or wrinkle. You may have sinned before, but he's forgiven you. And he says, come on, my child. I've got your reward right here for you. I've got heaven for you. I've got heavenly things for you. Now, the new covenant doesn't have the law of condemnation with it. Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that. It has a kind of message that says, you want to do good. You want to do what's righteous. You want to have contentment. You know, recently they did a poll of thousands of people, and they found out that the religious person was more happy and more content. I can understand that, of course. The religious person is more happy. Now, by religious, I mean knows Jesus Christ. All sinners are offered something by the New Testament, by the New Covenant. They're offered the blood of Christ. You see, people think they can have the blood of bulls and goats. That didn't take away sin. It didn't. But the New Covenant has the blood of God's sinless Son. He says in 1 John, listen to this now, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. It doesn't say you're not going to sin. Maybe you'll fall into temptation. Maybe you'll give into it. But when I fall into temptation, when I give up to sin, I'm so sorry about it. I'm so regretful, and I'm so remorseful, and I ask Jesus to cleanse me. And you know, he's faithful, he's just, and he cleanses that sin from me. And I'm walking in the light. I'm continually in the light. I don't plunge into darkness. I'm walking in the light. I'm a different person. I've been saved. I have the new covenant. That's Jesus Christ. I have Christ within. He is the hope of glory. Now, this is very important because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But God will forgive your sin, and he doesn't hold against you. The Old Testament, God did. He held those things against them. But now it's not true. The guilty sinner washed in the blood of the Lamb becomes clean and white as snow. And it's not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not of works. Now, listen to this. Paul said in 2 Corinthians, for until this very day, at the reading of the Old Covenant, they would read the Old Covenant in the synagogues, the same veil remaineth, it not being revealed to them that it is done away in Christ. They read the Old Covenant. Oh, look at what God has done for us. We've got the Old Covenant. We've got the Old Covenant to follow. We're God's chosen people, etc., etc., etc. They read it. They don't understand. They've got a veil over their eyes. You know, it's like wool. They've got a covering. They can't see. They're blind. For until this very day, that's the day of Paul, until this very day, at the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remaineth, it not being revealed to them that it is done away in Christ. It's done away. Here they are learning of the Old Covenant, saying, that's our covenant, the Jewish people. We're the people of God. That's our covenant. It's full of fault. It's not the glorious light. It's the shadow. And you don't understand, it's done away in Christ. In that he saith a new covenant, he hath made the first old. Hebrews 8, verse 13. This is a big contrast now between the old covenant, which is gone, which is decayed, which was vanishing even in the days of Paul, had been done away with, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14. The new will remain forever, my friends. It is an everlasting covenant. And God offered it to the Jews and to the Gentiles. In that he saith a new covenant, he hath made the first old. And that which is old, it's vanishing away. These things are wonderful things, are they not? These things are marvelous things. And the first covenant was just temporary. It was a stopgap, I guess you could call it. Christ didn't call it that when he came. It was a good thing. It was the best there was, if they could have just followed it. But every one of them couldn't follow it. They tried, and it was done away with. Because the new covenant has the blood of Jesus. Isn't that better than the blood of bulls and goats? Isn't it, friends? Think about it. And when you say, I still believe in the old covenant that's still here today, you're saying the blood of Jesus Christ is not sufficient. That's not enough. We still need to go and sacrifice bulls. We need to sacrifice chickens or whatever. You don't want to insult Jesus, do you? Don't do that. Go forward with the glorious light, my friends, into the new covenant. Believe in the new covenant. Believe what Jesus did on the cross. Whether you're Jew or Gentile, you won't regret it, my friends. You'll be happy forever because Jesus has an endless life, and he will give you your portion of that endless life.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.